Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Peter Canan, and I'm a senior high yield trader with RBC BlueBay's leveraged finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. In this week's edition, I will be discussing the September high yield new issue calendar. In most years, investment grade issuers are the first to move post Labor Day weekend, with activity in our market percolating in the back half of the month. However, with important economic data, macro events like last week's presidential debate, and most importantly, this week's Fed meeting, high-yield issuers wasted no time bringing debt offerings right after the holiday. The first week of September saw $12 billion of new issue in U.S. high yield, with a further $8 billion priced last week. There will likely be a pause as investors digest Wednesday's rate decision, but many market participants are predicting an additional $5 to $7 billion of supply to come this week, and we look poised to surpass the predictions of $25 billion for a total monthly supply. High-yield investors came into the month positioned for heightened new issue activity. Cash balances were relatively high as supply was telegraphed, and much of the proceeds for unexpected supply was refinancing existing debt, meaning that issuers' debt and leverage profiles were unchanged, but investors having bonds called away from them now need to put that cash back to work. The technical picture for high yield is likely to improve this week as we expect $8.9 billion of cash being paid back in the form of coupons, calls, and maturities, which is the third largest weekly figure year to date. High yield investors will need to put that money back to work in either primary or secondary markets. Some of the best performing new issues this month came from new or less known high yield issuers, which issue at a discount to fair value, and subsequently those deals appreciated in secondary market trading. Those deals may have been sought after for their attractive pricing, but also because as new issues, they provide additional portfolio diversification to managers. On the other hand, some of the deals from large and well-known issuers priced closer to fair value and therefore have not performed as well in secondary trading. Participation in new issues gives us the opportunity to engage with issuer management teams to understand their vision, participate in calls with other managers to hear their feedback, and generally check the calibration of our relative value compass. New issue can also be a contributor to portfolio return, as bonds tend to trade up before they are included in high yield benchmarks the month after they are issued. But that said, it can be a struggle to get outsized allocations in a hot and competitive market like this. Thank you as always, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. Some of the statements contained in this podcast may be considered forward-looking statements, which provide current expectations or forecasts of future results or events. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance or events and involve risks and uncertainties. Do not place undue reliance on these statements because actual results or events may differ materially from those described in such forward-looking statements as a result of various factors. Before making any investments decision, we encourage you to consider all of the relevant factors carefully. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.